Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Vengroe. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Vengroe. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Collins moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vengroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Groh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Bluge reaches second base with a double. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Groh fields it and throws to third for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis misplays the ball. That's an error on Davis. Peckinpah moves to third. Rule moves to second. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah scores. There goes Rule trying to get to home. Falk throws the ball into Shock, who tags Rule, who's trying to score from second, for the out. McNeely moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge is hit by the pitch. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators won. The Senators will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muddy Ruel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruel is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peckinpah moves to second. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski bunts towards the mound. Kvan Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to third. Ruel moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Kvan Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kvan Groh is 0-for-1 in the game. Kvan Groh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheely. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judge. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. Kom hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-3 in the game. McNeely strikes out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvin Groh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up beyond second. Collins can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Harris moves to third. Rice moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Judge hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. Rice scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bluge strikes out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-1, Senators. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Peckinpah reaches third base with a triple. Judge scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus pinch hits for Rayshock. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spence Harris pinch hits for Mike Van Groh. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 3 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Firpo Marbury now pitching. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive towards center. McNeely chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on McNeely. Harris scores. Ma still moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 5-2, Senators. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. Davis tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Senators. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 4 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Harris bunts towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Judge hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 3 in the game. Calm strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.